Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our, at Zach and Karen Ensign, our team kickoff call, our Saturday call, our team call, where we all get together to inspire each other, lift each other up, you know, like-minded people. And that's what we are doing, is coming together as a group of like-minded people with the vision that to make our own lives better, to have better health, to have better finances, to have, you know, to really live the life that we want to live. Jack and I were watching, there's a movie that's coming out that's a lot like The Secret, and we were starting to watch that last night. And
Abundance Factor.
Yeah, it's called The Abundance Factor. And yeah, questions, I mean, how do we, you know, how do we live the life that we want to live? And anyway, it's lots of fun, ask lots of good questions. And that's what I just love so much about us and our NECAN family, is that we are a group of like-minded people that want to live a better life and want to help others to live a better life. And so we get together on these calls to share our tips, our ideas, and the skills, the mindset, so that we can do that. First, I'd like to share just a couple of items. One is that Dennis Williams, Royal Diamond, Royal Ambassador, and he just did a NECAN presentation that Dave Johnson recorded and sent out the link to, a NECAN 2.0 presentation using the NECAN Choice, and with several other videos that he put on it, the Healthy Child, Healthy World, which is so powerful, and the last 10 years of your life. Anyway, it's a great presentation. It was done on Dave Johnson's Wednesday night call. And if you guys haven't seen that yet, if you didn't see that, if you didn't get that from Dave Johnson, he sent that link out. We were on the live call, and the videos weren't very clear, but
the audio part.
The audio part of the videos. But the gal that works for him, Karen, she went through and redid it, so it's crystal clear now, and it'll be a great tool for us. And let us know if you don't have it, and we'll make sure you get it. You can just email us.
They're on the Magnetic Leaders channel of YouTube.
And a couple of upcoming events. The first one that's coming up right away is in Louisville, Indiana, right there on the border. Pam and Ron Barnes, Dr. Fred and Paul Arndt, Royal Diamonds from Florida, Paula, are coming in and speaking on this coming Thursday, September 17th. If you guys have anybody in the area, it's going to be in the evening, potluck at 6:30, meeting at 7. I mean, Paul, Paula, and Brad, their story is so awesome. Brad is a dentist, very successful dentist, and you might ask, you know, why would a very successful dentist that has spent years and years going to school and lots of money, why would he pursue, you know, come home from work at night after working a full day at his dentist practice and then work on his NECAN business? You know, what did he see? What was his vision? I mean, and he has a powerful story and a powerful vision. It's because, you know, he wanted to have the financial freedom to really live the life he and Paula wanted to live, and he has been so persistent and consistent to do that. I mean, his story is so inspiring, and, you know, if you have anybody in that area, let us know. We can get the information to you how to attend this event. It'll be, you know, it'll be so uplifting and inspiring. Next event is in Chicago, September 26th. Jeff Isom, Julie Tara, Judy Boger. Jeff Isom and Julie Tara will be there live. Again, amazing event to be at, to bring guests to bring people to you know, so that they can take a look to see, you know, everybody is looking to have a better life and to take a look and to see if NECAN can be the vehicle for them. So this is a great event. Again, you know, if you have people in the area, let us know. We'll get you the information on how they can attend. And then the big one coming up is San Antonio, October 22nd through the 24th, and that's going to be International Field Convention. There'll be people there from the other NECAN countries. Just an amazing event to be at. We'll be there. Almost, I think, lots of you that are on this call are going to be there. Our team leaders are going to be there. And I would highly recommend, if you or people on your team haven't made the decision to be there yet, to talk to us about it and explore the benefits of, you know, what a difference it can make to be there. And there's still tickets available. Patricia Van Gelder has some tickets. Pam and Ron Barnes have some tickets. If you want to go, I'm sure we can get the tickets for you. So, again, let us know.
Well, you can probably get tickets out there in the street.
Yeah, probably can. But first, get them from Patricia and from Pam and Ron because they've got extra tickets. And just, you know, hook up with us and we can connect you with them so you can get your tickets. Well, this morning, you guys, I had sent out an email that we would be discussing Ruth Williams, Royal Ambassadors, Ruth and Dennis Williams. So we just talked about Dennis. So Ruth is Dennis's wife. They've been with Nican, golly, when did they join, Jack?
About 24 years ago.
I mean, they are wonderful people, have a wonderful story. And anyway, Ruth Williams was on. Dave Johnson has a call every Monday through Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And I highly recommend that you guys get on it. I know most of you guys that are on this call right now do get on it and encourage your teams to be on it because that's, you know, that's one of the most important things we can do. Like we talked about at the beginning of this call, we support each other. We uplift each other. We're a group of like-minded people. And it's important that, you know, that we plug in, that we be part of a team. And on these calls with Dave, I mean, you learn business building tips. You learn attitude, mindset, personal growth. you hear awesome, awesome, wonderful product stories, how people have used the products and got such wonderful results in their life. And, you know, every time I listen to a call, Jack and I, we make it a strong intention to be on the call every day. And these calls are recorded, so if it's not a convenient time for you to be on the call, you just go to soundcloud.com/ magnetic-leaders, and they're on there, and you can, listen to them, download them, MP3. You can share them with other people, which is one of the things we love to do. I mean, you'll hear somebody share maybe how, you know, they'd had a certain physical problem. They had a child with seizures or autism or they'd had problems with headaches for years and years or backaches. And you'll hear these product testimonials and you'll think of somebody and, you can share the links with other people. So I highly, highly recommend that. But anyway, Ruth Williams was on, when was that, last week, Jack?
Last Thursday or something.
And she shared how she...
Wednesday, Tuesday, I don't know.
Yeah, not very long ago. She shared how she gets into conversation with people that she doesn't know, which we call the 3-foot rule. So if you're within 3 feet of people, you could get into conversation with them. And,
or two.
Anyway, it's really great, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, how she does that and how she follows up. And hopefully you guys had a chance to listen to that, and we'll discuss that. But first, I just want a couple little things to lead into it. So I mentioned that Jack and I have been watching that Abundance Factor movie, which is a lot like The Secret. And one of the people on it, T. Harv Eker, was talking, so, okay, where does money come from? You know, and people say all kinds of different things. But when you realize in our culture, I mean, money only comes from other people, right? We get money from other people. And why?
In any culture, Karen.
I guess in any culture, we get money from other people. And so why will people give us their money, their hard-earned money? So why, Jack, why will people give us their money?
Well, why anybody? Does anybody want to? Why? Yes. You know, what are we looking for when they're out there prospecting? What are we looking for?
Well, people give us their money because we have something that, you know, that they want. I mean, it's a solution. People will give money to solve a problem. So, we are problem solvers.
And we learned that in real estate. That's the only reason anybody in sales is in sales, really, is to solve somebody else's problem.
And that's why any business is to provide either a service or a product that
right.
solves somebody's problem.
Right. So, and we don't know what their problem is until we ask them questions. And so that's what Karen's leading up to. I think you're with Ruth.
Exactly, because that's what Ruth does, is get into conversation with people to ask them questions. And so that's what I wanted to start with. And then number two is I just saw an email from MJ Durkin, and I know a lot of you guys get his information. He's a great trainer on how to talk to people, how to get into conversations, how to ask people questions. And he just had I just saw an email from him. It said something about head trash. And what he means by that is, you know, the things that we say to ourselves inside of our head, maybe when we're going to talk to somebody or when we're going to call somebody up, when we go to make a phone call, we might be saying things like, oh, you know, I'm going to be bothering them. They're too busy. They're not going to be interested. You know, have you ever said anything like that to yourself? I know I have. He said, instead, you know, we need to talk to ourselves like this. I mean, there are people out there right this minute that are praying for an answer. Right this minute, today, they might be praying for a health answer. They might be praying for, you know, a way to have more money in their life, a way to have more time. Mothers that have to leave their kids at daycare and they wish that there was a way to make money so they don't have to leave their children at daycare. People getting close to retirement that are so worried we're going to outlive our money, we need to have more money, or people that want to send their kids to college, or, you know, people with children with autism. I mean, there are people out there right this minute praying for answers. And so MJ says, you know, have that. Say that before to yourself before you start to call people up. And then
somebody is praying for me to show up in their life.
But that doesn't mean, you know, if you have a list of 20 people and you call up 20 people, they're not all going to say yes, right? I mean, people are going to say, no, I'm not interested. You know, I don't like pyramids. I'm too busy. It costs too much. I mean, that's just normal. I mean, we should never expect that if you call 20 people, all 20 people are going to say, yes, I was praying for you. But some of them are. And so that's what we're looking for. We're only looking for the people that are looking for us. And so if we just have that attitude, that mindset, and then the other thing he said I think that was really powerful is that we are all telling ourselves a story in our head. And he coaches people, and he'll have some people say, well, MJ, you know, I just called up 20 people, and none of them answered the phone, or they all said no. And he said, well, you're telling yourself a story that they're not going to be interested. And they say, well, no, MJ, I'm not saying that. And he coaches them to, you know, tell themselves a different story like this, that there are people praying for an answer right now. And then when they do that, all of a sudden, you know, they do find people, because we put off a vibration because of our self-talk. Even if we don't realize what our self-talk is, we are sending out a vibration, and people are getting that vibration. And they're not answering the phone, or they're not calling us back, or they're not interested. And so we need to change that vibration. So when we call with knowing that we have something, a tremendous value to offer people, knowing that not everybody's going to be interested, knowing that this isn't the right time for some people, but knowing that some people are praying for us, when we have that vibration, that attitude, we're going to find them.
And people actually pick up that vibration no matter where they are before we even call them.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. I know. It's amazing. Another thing we talk about on these calls is Eric Worre, the book GoPro, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional. And the number one step is to make a name list. And, you know, a name list, that, so back to people, you know, all the income is going to come from people for us solving a problem that people have. And so a name list is our most important asset and the relationships that we build with the people on this name list. So number one is we want to have a name list, and we want to add names to it every day. So that's the number one skill. And the number two skill is to invite these people to take a look at what we have. And, again, Eric Worre has a really great a memory jogger to go through all the people that you know and write them down on lists and categorize them into how you might want to approach them. And he has scripts. So scripts for people that you know that you would love to have on your team. Scripts for people that you would love to talk to that are maybe really big spheres of influence, and you'll use a third-party approach asking them for their help. We'll go over that in a little more detail in a minute.
Well, why don't we?
And then the third category is people that you don't know, like Ruth Williams, people that you bump into, people that you meet, or people that you go out on purpose to meet, maybe going to businesses and talking to the owners about if they're interested in additional streams of income. So you need to have ways to invite these different categories of people. And Eric Worre has some great info on that, which we've sent out before, but we'll be glad to send it to you again. And so the three categories, like people that you would just love to have on your team. Brody Craney's been working with us on that. You know, you make the list of the people that you would really love to have on your team, and you call them up, and you lead with the vision, what you're doing, why you're doing it, what you're building, what you really like about them, the qualities. I mean, they're great people. You admire them. You would love to be working with them. And you know that they don't know enough to make that decision yet, and if it's not right for them, that's fine. But this is what you're doing, and you're putting a team together, and you want them to take a look. And, you know, people will almost always do that because you've taken the pressure off by saying, if it's not right for them, that's fine. You've complimented them, what you really, really admire about them, why you would like to work with them. And so, you know, the people that you really know and like, they're going to take a look. And so that's why these launching your business calls and having these launching your business in homes where you invite people that you would really like, you invite them to be a business partner with you and to take a look. And that's very, very, you'll just get, you know, almost everybody will take a look. Whether it's right for them now, you know, a lot of times it's not going to be, but they will take a look. And then number two is the people that are spheres of influence. I mean, people that you really admire, that know lots of other people, maybe the pastor at your church, a coach, teachers, people that are heads of businesses, and you can go to them and ask them, again, lead with the vision, why you admire them, but who do they know? To take a look at what you're doing, because they know people that you don't know that this could impact, could make a really big difference for. And then the third category is people that you don't know, and that's where this one with Ruth Williams comes in. And so who on the call has listened to the call with Ruth Williams and how she gets into conversation with people, you know, when she's just out and about at the bank, at the store, at the grocery store. She was at Macy's, the one that she did, and how she follows up. Has anybody listened to that one yet?
Okay, and if you want to raise your hand, it's 5-star, so we know that you'd like to comment. Okay, Candace Moore. Candace, your line's open.
Hi, Candace. Can you hear us? Can you talk?
You must have.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you. Yay. Hi, Candace.
Oh, okay. I needed to unmute me. Okay. I did listen to Ruth a couple of times, and I like the fact that she went through the she doesn't go through the FORM. She doesn't call it that. She does call it the GOLD. And I like that because the G is for geography. In other words, where are you from? How long have you lived here? In Plymouth, and are your family members here? And it really does go very evenly into talking about the family, and it talks about then the organization, and then the L is for the love. And yeah, you've got to reach out in love, and not you've really got to find out where they're at. But also the other thing that she said that I liked is that she follows along where they're at. In other words, if they go right to the what are the products, and she really follows with their train of thought, what they're interested in, and tacks on to that. And so that's where listening is very valuable, and finding where you need to be still and just let them process and keep going, and then you'll get to where their interest lies. And so it was a very good message.
Yay.
Yay, Candace. Yes. And I like the fact you said you've listened to it several times. And I recommend all of us do that, because it's just getting comfortable. Like Ruth said, I mean, she just loves to talk to people, to be curious, to learn about them, and to get into these conversations. So, oh, I see. We've got more. Yeah. Okay. Julie Matt.
No.
Good morning.
Good
morning. I really like GOLD as well, that what Candace was talking about. I like the acronym, and that it made the conversation seem like it would be a better flow. The other thing that Ruth said that struck me that I heard Barb Satterwhite say in the past is that there's a 3-foot rule. So if anybody's within a view, you need to try to talk to them. And if there isn't anybody within 3 feet of you, you've got to move.
Julie? Are you on the speakerphone?
Can you hear me now? Sorry,
yeah.
I'm in the car.
Better.
Good morning. I'll start over.
Good morning.
So I also really liked what Candace said about the goal. That struck me. The other thing that Ruth said that I had heard before, and I'd always find it very intriguing, is the 3-foot rule. Barb Satterwhite had shared that with us in Salt Lake City. At the Eagle Expo as well, and if there's anybody within 3 feet of you, you need to try to speak with them, and if there isn't anybody within 3 feet of you, you need to move and get closer to people so that you can speak with them, and that's something I'm trying to implement, but it was a good reminder for Ruth to bring that up again.
Fabulous.
Thank you, Julie. Yeah, and just, you know, be curious about people and have fun and relax you know, we don't know where it's going to go or where it's going to lead, but if we have that mindset that some people are out there today praying for an answer, looking for solutions, and we are problem solvers, what we're going to do is get into conversations, and if there's a click, if there's a match, and they love talking to us and we love talking to them, you know, that things are going to come up. They're going to be sharing with us things that, you know, problems that they would like to solve, solutions that they're looking for, and then we're going to invite them to take a look. And I really liked how Ruth said, you know, what we want to do is get their contact information, especially in this day and age. We want to get the cell phone that we can text to, and then we just text them a little note, you know, when's a good time for us to talk, and when, you know, do you want to talk, if you're local, if they're local, you can offer to, would you like to meet in person or should we talk on the phone? If you've met them while you're traveling, then maybe would you like to talk on the phone or should we get, you know, meet on a Zoom or a Skype call? And you set that up, and then you just get into this conversation where you're going over these things about where they're from and what do they do and what do they like about what they do, and, you know, family. And I like how Ruth shared about how the products, when she and Dennis first heard about the products, they sounded too good to be true. And she lets people know that, you know. But what she's found is that people do, they're getting relief. They get relief from back aches, headaches, neck aches, stomach aches, lose weight, have more energy, sleep better. And, you know, is anybody in your family, anybody you care about hurting? And so, you know, that leads easily into that part. I see Patricia Van Gelder. You have your hand up. What would you like to say? Patricia.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Well, I just like the idea, the notion of gold. And, you know, it's one of the things that we do is we say we're prospecting. But it's not the gold. It's the gold in them. And it's what can we bring to them? You know, I've always just, you know, asked people, well, where are you from? You know, and it's non-invasive place to start. And rather than, you know, what do you do? Because then sometimes people say, well, you know, I'm a dental hygienist, you know, and it's flat. Where do you go with that? But if you ask, where are you from? Then Oh yeah, I've been there. You know, you can jump in, and it's so under the radar. It's just so it's non-threatening. It's where you can really build a little rapport, because in Tennessee here, we have a lot of transplants from other places. A lot of people who've vacationed here and decided to move here, and you know, I am from here, so it's an automatic type of question. So, but looking for the gold in them for themselves, I really like that concept. That's all.
Yeah, she mentioned, didn't she, that everybody is special in some way. Everybody has something to offer, and that gold. We can look for it. So that's back to the prospector thing and asking questions. We want to find out what that special quality is that they have and then what their needs and wants are so that we can help them solve a problem. So, yay, Patricia, that's awesome.
Hey, another thing that we can say geographical, one that I like is like if you're someplace like on an elevator with some people, you know, mostly when people are on elevators, they all stand there and they don't say anything. but you could say to somebody, where are you from? I mean, you know, that is so easy to say, where are you from? And whatever they say, they might say, oh, from Atlanta, or they might say from Seattle, or whatever they say, you could say, oh, wow, you know, I've been thinking I would love to expand my business there. Maybe you can help me. You know, I'm looking for some people that, you know, that are really outgoing, that are looking for more in their life, that are open to additional sources of income. You know, and who knows? They might say, oh, wow, I might be interested in that. What do you have? And, you know, you just, because there's not much time, you just get, here, let me get your phone that I can text to. And you know.
You're at the next floor.
But you got their info. And you've got somebody to follow up with. So the geographic one can be so handy if there's just a couple seconds, you know, a minute, and you're never going to see that person again. You can just say, where are you from? And you say, wow, you know, I've been wanting to expand my business there. So,
all right. We're right down to the very last minute here. Who else would like to share? Anybody have a question or a comment? 5-star. Let me know who you are. Okay, Candace again.
I have one more question. I was talking to a gal yesterday, and she mentioned, you know, again, I would love to be able to share these products with people, but they're a little bit too high expensive. And I told her, well, there's a value in the product, you know, if it really does work. And if it does prevent surgeries, would you consider that? And so what would be your response to something like that? And I open it up to anybody that's on the line right now in their suggestions.
Okay. Who has an answer? Who has something that works very well when people
Okay, Gloria Snyder.
When the first thing I think of, this goes way back, when you talk about any question, I have to wonder what I'm thinking. When I used to get this question all the time about the price, it was because of my finances, and I was thinking that they were expensive. Once I got rid of that, I got rid of 99% of the people who said that. So there is a bit of a law of attraction with it. But right now, if someone says to me, they seem a little pricey, I'll say, can you tell me what you're comparing it to? Because I know that there is nothing on the market like ours, no matter what technology, and we know we have some that are nobody else can ever have. So it's just a matter of throwing it back as a question, because they've got a question whenever they give an objection.
Oh, great one. Yeah, what are you comparing it to?
Rosalo, how about you? How do you handle that?
Hello, Jack, can you hear me? Sorry.
Yes, we hear you.
We are at a cross-country meet, so I couldn't pick up. I had to walk away. I'm so sorry. What was your question? I was listening to Gloria.
Did you hear?
People say to you that the products seem like they're too expensive.
Oh, well, I always tell them, I ask them, expensive as compared to what? Yesterday we had a wellness preview, and Bob Hubbard mentioned that, you know, she's down from 14 minutes down to just one. And Robert asked her, you know, just for curiosity, because we don't buy meds, how much money did you save? And she was like, easily a few $100s. And we're like, wow, a few $100s a month times 10 or 12 months? Now we're talking thousands, $5,000 or $6,000 a year. So what is it expensive compared to? Think of all the money you have, and on top of that, you've got good health. You're not feeling like crap, so because you're not taking all these meds. So you have to bring it back into perspective for them. I think it's something that, you know, it's easy for people to say, oh, yeah, it's just too much money. I'm really, as compared to what? Because I have a lot of people that are saving money, and they're feeling so much better. So it's, you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ruth. Well, looks like our time's up, guys.
And to sum it up, you know, people are our most important asset. So number one, we want to be making our name list. We want to be adding names every single day. Look for ways, you know, groups that you can join, a church, PTA, meetup groups, you know, Facebook, whatever, all the different ways that you can add people to your name list. And then invite them to take a look. And think of what might be the most effective way, asking them to join you as a business partner, inviting them to maybe an in-home potluck, you know, the third party, who do you know? You know, what approach are you going to use to invite them? But those are the most two important things that we can do, because people are our most important asset, and finding out what they need and want in their life, what can make their life better, and then helping them take a look to see if NECAN can be the solution to solve what they are needing and wanting in their life. And so, you know, that's number one important in what we're doing. And it just feels so good. I know we've shared on lots of these calls when we help people to feel better, to help their children feel better, their mom or their dad to feel better. I mean, you know, it's priceless. It really is priceless. And it's just a matter of educating, finding out what people want and need, and then helping them to see the value that these can actually deliver to them, what it is that they want. And thanks again for all of you being on the call and for us working together as a team. And this question and answer here at the end, I think, is just, you know, invaluable. So
thank you, everybody, that shared, for sure.
Absolutely. And again, all those events.
Thank you.
At the beginning of the call, the one and Pam and Ron with Dr. Paul and Brad and Paula Arnst on this Thursday, and then in Chicago next on the 26th, September 26th, San Antonio, October 22nd and 24th. I mean, inviting people to come to these events, that's one of the most important things we can do, too, because people, you know, they get the vibration and they see, they feel how NECAN can give them what they want in their life.
And we're looking forward to seeing all of you.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a pleasure, so we're getting really excited.
We love you.
Yay, team.
Thanks for being on. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.